Good morning. I'm happy to be here today, and I hope you are too. There is no greater joy than coming into the presence of God with our Christian family, with
those who love us and whom we love dearly as well. I have a question for you today. Have you ever craved for someone to love you? I think we all want to be loved. When I'm lonely, it helps to know someone loves me. When I'm struggling or when I'm suffering, just to know someone is there who cares about me. When things aren't going my way, just to know someone loves me dearly can help me make it through the day. We all want to be loved. Where do you find love? Family? Friends? Church. I go to a class once a week, and I look forward to going every week. When I walk in the door, all around the room, doesn't matter where people are, a lot of them will holler out, "Hey, Gary, do you know how that makes me feel? To walk in and people are excited that I'm there. It makes me want to be there. It makes me, when I leave, want to come back." We all want to be loved. We all need to be loved. Did you know that it is awesome to know other people love you and you can feel it? But did you also know that there is a much greater love, a deeper love, a love that takes hold of you and loves you dearly? God's love. God's love is unconditional. God's love is forgiving. God's love takes you and holds on to you. It is so important that we know God loves us and realize what that love entails. So this morning I want to address the question, why do I need God's love? I need God's love because without it, I feel... How do you feel without God's love? Do you know many Christians have never experienced being away from the love of God? They grew up in the church. They were baptized. They've been faithful their whole lives. There are many non-Christians who have never experienced God's love. I need God's love. But why? I need God's love because without it, I feel lost. Have you ever felt lost? Have you ever felt like your life has no direction? Have you ever felt like there's got to be more to life than just work? There's got to be more to life than depression. There's got to be more to life than just struggling to make ends meet. There's got to be more to life than working all the time and never getting to enjoy the money I earn. Without God's love, I can feel totally lost. There was a young man named Johnny. He loved to be out in the wilderness. He was very comfortable out there because he had maps, he had trail markers, and he thought he had a great sense of direction. But then one day, he found himself on a trail with which he was unfamiliar. And he had no maps. And there were no trail markers. And the sun was quickly setting. And as he walked further along, the shadows of the trees grew longer and darker. And as he put each foot forward, all of a sudden in his heart, he felt insecure. In the beginning, he tried to convince himself, "I'll be okay. I can handle this. I can figure this out." But the deeper into the wilderness he went, oh, the river's beds felt dry. The mountains were barren. The ravines were hollow. And he felt like he was totally unprepared for what could happen next. That is what it's like to live without God's love in your life. That is what it's like to struggle through life without knowing God. That is what it's like to try to go day after day after day, living insecure, don't have a clue what could happen next. But eventually, Johnny saw a light in the far distance. And all of a sudden, he recognized it. And he realized where he was. And he was able to walk his way out. Well, when my life is hard, if I will realize that Jesus is my light, my compass, then each day becomes a little easier because of God's love. I can feel totally lost without knowing He loves me. I need God's love because without His love, I feel empty. Have you ever felt empty? You know, that hollow feeling within, that feeling that nothing matters anymore. Nothing matters with anything you face. You just feel empty in life. And that there's got to be more to life than what you have. You know, Scripture reminds us of this fact. Do you remember Jeremiah mentioning people building broken cisterns that could hold no water because they were away from God? Jesus mentions people who were hungry, wanting to be fed, but also wanted more meaning to life. We go through life, and there is often a void within me. Have you ever felt that void? It's in the hearts of everyone, because as Solomon said, God has placed eternity in every human heart, Ecclesiastes 3:13. God has put in man a long desire for eternity. And often, if we don't feel God's love, it's a void in our lives. We may express it in anxiety, it may be depression, it may be never finding happiness, but there is a void there. And the only way you're going to fill that void is with God and His love. Is there a void in my life? You know, often we try to fill that void with things that were never meant to satisfy. I want to invite you, open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. And we're going to notice two or three verses here, which illustrates trying to fill our lives with happiness without the love of God. You know, all sin is trying to live without God. And in Luke chapter 15, we have the account of the prodigal son. Let's begin reading in verse 11. And Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.' And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into the far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living." What did the young man do? He wanted to get away and do what he wanted to do. He wanted to get away from the rules of his father's house. And he goes into a far country and he lives exactly how he desires. He's searching for happiness everywhere. He's partying. He's drinking. He's spending money in sexual immorality. And the money runs out. And he starts thinking about what it was like to live in his father's house. And he returns walking with his head down. And how is he received? He's received with open arms, unconditional love. He's restored to his place in the family. His void has finally been filled. Where have you searched to fill the void in your life? Sex, drugs, alcohol. Looking for happiness anywhere and everywhere except in your father's house? We can look and look and look, but the things of the world were never meant to satisfy the void within us. And until we put that we put God's love there, we will never be happy. I need God's love because without it, I feel unworthy. Have you ever felt unworthy of the love of God? Oh, your shame whispers to you, you're not worthy of God's love. I know people who believe they have been so wicked in their lives that they believe that God would never, ever forgive them. And they go through life feeling unworthy of the Father's love. God's love can make us feel totally unworthy. You know, God loves us the way we are and not like we wish to be. Oh, God loves me, but if I serve Him a little bit more, He would love me more. Oh, God loves me, but if I worked harder, He would love me more. And we get to where we think God will love me if what? God will finally love me if I will be a little kinder. God will finally love me if I get my life together. God will love me if I study my Bible more. God will love me if I'm a little prettier. God will love me if I'm a little skinnier. And we look for love everywhere because we feel unworthy of the love of God. But when will you let God love you the way you are? The way you are as you strive to follow Him. Oh yes, we want to walk after God. Yes, we want to worship and serve Him. And yes, we're trying. But God would love me more if I would. Without God's love, I can feel unworthy my whole life. But God's love should build me up and give me a secure foundation to stand on and to give me confidence of what lies ahead. Without God's love, I feel afraid. You know, fear tends to grip us. Fear tends to take hold of us. Fear tends to make us uncertain, make us wonder what's going to happen, makes us lost, makes us fear death. You know, we worry about money. Will I ever have enough? We worry about sickness. We worry about this. We worry about this. We worry about this. Well, why are we so afraid? Because we need more of God's love. Fear makes me afraid. And without God's love, I feel alone. Have you ever felt all alone? That no one loves you? That you're out there all by yourself? You know, God said, it's not good for man to be alone. Genesis 2:18. We need people in our lives. We need people in our lives who love us. But more so, we need to know that God is there. Oh, I can sit in my loneliness, and I can become depressed, and I can become afraid, and I can feel like there's no love anywhere for me. But God loves me, and God's love fills me, and God's love comforts me. If I will accept God's love. You know, Jesus said, behold, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you, Hebrews 13:5. So without God's love, I can feel all by myself. I need God's love because human love is limited. Oh, as wonderful as our love for one another may be, as wonderful as our spousal love may be, as wonderful as our love for children may be, it often comes with conditions. I promise you I will love you for all eternity as long as you make me happy. Oh, I will love you forever as long as you stay beautiful. Oh, I will love you and love you and love you as long as you adore me. I will love you as long as you don't get sick and become a burden to me. Oh, I will love you as long as you're fun to be with. Human love comes with conditions. Is God's love that way? Does God only love me if I'm good? And is God only love me if I never, ever, ever fall into sin? Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ didn't die for us because we were good and worthy. Christ didn't die for us because we were perfect. Christ didn't die for us because we were working as hard as we can to follow anything and everything. God sent Christ to die for us when we were in sin away from God. Human love is limited, but God's love is unlimited. As we walk after God, you know, they say, I'll love you as long as, but what happens when you fail? What happens when you disappoint them? Oh, you may have to suffer abuse. Verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. Or your marriage may end. Or you may longer face togetherness because they separate themselves from you. You may feel totally isolated. When you're not perfect in the other one's eyes, you may lose everything. But with God, you gain it all. With God, you gain love, unconditional. With God, you gain love. With God, you gain hope of eternity in heaven above. I need God's love because God's love heals my brokenness. Everyone carries wounds, whether shame, regret, one thing or another. You know, the terminology today is I'm broken. I'm broken because something happened to me that never should have happened. Why do I feel broken? Why do I feel unloved? Maybe I had a dysfunctional childhood. Maybe I didn't feel like my parents loved me. Maybe my parents never pushed me to make of myself anything. Maybe my parents were more concerned with what they wanted than what I needed. I may feel unloved because of parental neglect. I may feel unloved because someone abused me when I was little, whether sexually, physically, emotionally. I may feel unloved because someone hurt me. I may feel unloved because I never received the love I needed and the affectionate touches that I needed. Why do we feel unloved? You know, I want to ask you to go to Genesis chapter 29. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 29. I want us to notice someone in Scripture who is broken. Genesis chapter 29. You all remember the story of Jacob. Remember, Jacob fled from Esau, went to Haran, to his uncle Laban, and he saw his daughter Rachel, and he loved her. And he agreed to work 7 years for her. And on his wedding night, instead of Laban sending his younger daughter Rachel into the wedding chamber, he sent his older daughter Leah. And the next morning, he woke up and saw it was Leah and not Rachel. And he went to Laban and said, "What have you done?" He said, "It's not custom in our area to let the younger daughter marry before the older. But if you'll fulfill her wedding week, and if you'll work 7 more years, I'll give you Rachel next week." So Jacob fulfilled the wedding week. He got Rachel. Look what it says in verse 30. "So Jacob went into Rachel also, and he loved Rachel more than Leah. and served Laban for another 7 years. Do you think Leah thought that being married to Jacob would be wonderful? Do you think Leah thought that she would have a loving relationship? Do you think Leah thought she would have a big family and house just filled with love? Look at the next verse. When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me. I gave him a son. Sons were really important at that time. All fathers wanted sons to carry on the family. Surely he'll love me now, because I gave him a baby boy. Look at the next verse. It says, and Leah, she conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I am hated, he has given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. I gave him a second son. Look at the next verse. Again, she conceived and bore a son and says, now this time my husband will be attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore, she called his name Levi. She said, I've given him three sons now. Surely he will love me. Leah's broken. Do you see her brokenness? She just wants to be loved. Look at the next verse. Therefore, she conceived again and bore a son and said, this time I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. For son, all of a sudden she said, this time I'm going to praise God. This time, I'm going to look up. This time, I'm going to find love from a father who freely gives it. She found love because she looked to the one who gives love unconditionally. Do we realize that in our lives? That God loves us and wants us to feel that love, to have that love, to walk after him. You know, the psalmist said, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed, Psalm 38:14. Are you broken? Do you know God loves you? Do you know God cares about you? Do you know God has prepared a home in eternity for you? I need God's love because God loves gives me my identity. You know, we often describe ourselves by what we do. I'm an electrician, I'm an engineer, I'm a school teacher. Sometimes we describe ourselves by what we own. Oh, I own the big house at the end of the street. Sometimes we describe ourselves by what other people say about us. Oh, I work so hard, so people will say, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he just amazing? Isn't he an overachiever? But how should we describe ourselves? We should describe ourselves as children of God. I mean, our true identity rests in the fact that we belong to our Father. That we belong to God Almighty. Do you know you're a son of God? Do you know you're a daughter of God? Do you know that you're a child of the Most High? Is that where you find your identity? Well, we find our identity in God, then life has meaning. And it establishes who we are and why we can find love in our lives. I need God's love because God's love sets me free. You know, many live enslaved to sin, lives enslaved to others, lives enslaved to fear, and chains may hold us captive, but nothing can stop the power of God's love. Do you remember the Apostle Paul saying in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39? Paul says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing in life that can take God's love away from us. I can rest assured that God will always love me. I can have hope of the future because I know God loves me. Jesus says, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. I am free in Christ Jesus. I don't have to wallow in pain. I don't have to suffer unendlessly. I may live in a horrible situation, but I'm free. I'm free in Christ. Can I make a recommendation? Every morning when you wake up, say to yourself, God loves me. Every morning when you wake up, say, I am special because God made me in His image. Every morning you wake up, say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Will you let God's love fill your need today? Do you need to come to God? Re-acknowledge Him as your Father. Come back to Him and work faithfully as His servant and live for Him and be recipients of such tremendous love. Maybe you're a Christian and you drift away and you need to return home. Maybe you've never been baptized into Christ Jesus to become a child of God. The Scriptures teach we just need to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, repent of our sins, be fully immersed in water to have our sins washed away, to arise and walk in newness of life, a child of God. If you need to come to our Lord this morning, we encourage you to respond in the front now as we stand and sing.